How does technology affect your children? Children are so proficient at using technology that they are commonly called digital natives, while adults who are less adept at using technology are referred to as digital immigrants. At the same time, some have noted that young people who spend a lot of time online tend to develop a dependency on their devices, become involved in cyberbullying, be exposed to pornography, whether or not by choice. What you should know. Dependency. Some online activities, gaming for example, tend to be highly addictive. That is no accident. The apps on our phones are designed to keep us at our phones, says the book Reclaiming Conversation. The longer we stare at commercial apps on our screens, the more profitable we become to advertisers. To think about. Do your children seem overly attached to their devices? How can you help them make better use of their time? Cyberbullying. When online, some people become more aggressive, vulgar, and insensitive to others' feelings, traits that can lead to bullying. Some misuses of social media can be related to a person's inordinate desire to be liked or followed. Or, if a person finds out he was not included in some way, for example, he sees he was not invited to a party, this could make him feel as if he were being bullied. To think about, do your children use proper manners online? How well do they deal with feeling excluded? Pornography. The internet has made lewd content easily available and accessible. Parents should realize that while filters can help, they are not foolproof. Sexting, sending or receiving explicit personal images, usually via smartphone, can have legal consequences. In some cases, depending on local laws and the ages of those involved, people who sext can be charged with spreading child pornography. To think about. How can you help your children resist the temptation to view or send sexually explicit images online? What you can do. Train your children. Although digital natives may use technology with remarkable ease, they still need guidance. The book Indistractable notes that giving children a smartphone or other device before they have the skills to use it properly is just as irresponsible as letting them jump headfirst into a pool without knowing how to swim. Bible principle. Train a child in the way he should go. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6 and footnote. Note the suggestions you would like to implement, or write down your own ideas. Discuss proper online conduct and manners with my child. Help my child deal with feelings of exclusion. Block inappropriate content to the extent possible. Check my child's phone periodically. Set a time limit for daily usage. Prohibit devices in my child's bedroom overnight. Ban devices at the dinner table. Discussion guide for parents. Do we use a digital device as a babysitter to keep our child occupied? Does our child need a device with internet access? If so, why? Can we afford to give our child a device with internet access? How has our child already demonstrated self-control? How has our child demonstrated responsibility for his or her actions? What rules will we put in place? How can we help our child balance screen time with other activities? Bible principle. Mature people have their powers of discernment trained to distinguish both right and wrong. Hebrews 5:14. Why do your children want a phone? How do they use yours? What sites do they go to? What games do they play? How long do they use it? Test your children's maturity and self-control before giving them a device. Loretta with her husband David. End of article.